top line of the page on Kuf Ches and Beis, we are in the middle of discussing the halacha called Dina de Bar Mitzvah. What is the Dina de Bar Mitzvah?
Selling to the neighbors.
Good. If you sell a house or a field or whatever, so the buyer is not allowed to buy it unless he first consults with the neighbors and sees if they are interested in buying it, because it is certainly much more convenient for a person to have neighboring properties with each other. So it's considered a violation of the pasuk of Va'asisa Yashar Va'atov. You're supposed to do things that are nice and good and right. So it's not right to try to take away a property, try to acquire a property when the neighbor really has designs on that property, he's really interested in that property. So we are on the top line of Kuf Ches and Beis, and we're going to go through like 8 different exceptions to Dina de Bar Mitzvah, cases where Dina de Bar Mitzvah does not apply. So number one, Matana Lespa Mishum Dina de Bar Mitzvah. What's a Matana? A gift. If it's a gift, it's not an issue of Dina de Bar Mitzvah, because he wants to give it to you. He doesn't want to give it to the other guy. He doesn't want to give it to his neighbor. However, Amar Ameimar Ikasav Le Achrayus Ispa Mishum Dina de Bar Mitzvah. If the Matana comes with Achrayus, then it is subject to Dina de Bar Mitzvah. What does it mean it comes with Achrayus? I'm giving you a gift and I'm telling you that if this gift ever gets taken away from you, I will replace it. If anyone ever comes with any claims that this land really belongs to them, I will replace that gift. So why would that be subject to Dina de Bar Mitzvah all of a sudden? So the logic is that no one ever gives a matana like that. No one ever gives a matana with achrayus. Achrayus is something you do when you want to make sure that you have a good name in business, and that, you know, when you say something, it's the person is secure in doing business with you. A gift is not business. No one ever does achrayus on a matana. And therefore, if we know that there's achrayus, chances are it's not really a matana. He's claiming it's a matana. Why? To try to get around Dina de Bar Mitzvah. But it's not really. It's not really a matana. Look, you with me? You see where we are? So that's what Amar Amemar. That's what Amemar said. That if he says Achrayus, then it's Ispa Mishum Dina de Bar Mitzvah. Machar kol nechasov le'echad. Second exception. Right? Let's number them. Second exception. Machar kol nechasov le'echad. You're selling all of your properties to one person. And you have properties all over the world. Less b'mishum dinu de bar mitzvah. That is also not a violation of dinu de bar mitzvah. Why?
Because you can't worry about every single product. He's
too many neighbors.
I mean, clearly the guy is interested in selling this guy property wherever he is. So the chacham are not going to be, and there's a convenience factor in being able to sell to one buyer. If I have 12 properties, it's much more convenient for me to sell it to all to one guy rather than to sell to 12 different neighbors. So the reason that there's no Dina de Bar Mitzvah is because it's best for the mocher, it's best for the seller to be able to sell it to one guy. So that's exception number two of Dina de Bar Mitzvah.
The original Baal doesn't care where the guy's going to live. He just cares about the fact that he's selling property. What we just said over here was that
normally, if I sell a property,
he'll sell
the guy's not allowed to buy it unless my neighbor has given him rishus to do that. But over here, if he's buying all my properties everywhere, he doesn't need rishus for my 13 neighbors in 13 different places. He's allowed to buy it because it's clearly much more convenient for the mocher to sell it to one guy. Exception number three, lebailim arishonim laspa mishum din de bar mitzvah. If you are selling your house back to the original owner, it's not a violation of Dina de Bar Mitzvah, because he's considered closer to that property than anybody else. He actually used to live on that property, so he's considered closer to the property than the neighbor is. Exception number four: V'chein may oved kochavim v'zabin le oved kochavim lasper mishum Dina de Bar Mitzvah. Whether you're buying a property from a guy or selling a property to a guy, there is also no Dina de Bar Mitzvah. Why not? So the Gemara explains. Zavan may oved chavim. If you buy from a guy, the reason there's no Dina de Bar Mitzvah is the Amalei Ari Avrichi Lachmi Mitzara. You could tell the neighbor, listen, you should be grateful that I bought this property. I kept this oved chavim off of your off of your back. Now they're not your neighbor anymore. Yeah, but maybe he wasn't going to sell it to you. You should be grateful that I've improved your conditions. So even though you didn't buy it, you shouldn't have tainas on this mechira, because I kept this Ovid Chavim off of, you know, away from you. Zabin Le Ovid Chavim, if you sell it to an Ovid Chavim, the reason there's no Din Bar Mitzvah is Vade La Varva Sisa Yashvatovu. An Ovid Chavim is not obligated in the mitzvah of.
I mean, you're obligated.
of Vasisei Ashvatov. Oh, no, that's very important. What you see from this Gemara is that the halach is not on the seller. The halach is on the buyer. That the buyer is not supposed to buy it unless he consults with the neighbors first. So, says Gemara, but you should know, Shamutei Vadei Mishamtinan Lei Ad Mekabel Lei Kol Onsei De Islei Machmasei, where he would put the seller in Cherim until he's Mekabel on himself responsibility for whatever that Ovid Chav might do in that property. Meaning the seller has just allowed an Ovid Chavim to move in next door to you, and these Ovid Chavim were not, you know, your friendly Gentile neighbor. These people were typically very, very vicious and would damage your property and damage you, so he has to take achrayus for that, and we put him in chayrim until he does. Yeah, these are in times where things were very difficult. We have to see if it still applies nowadays. I assume not. Maybe. Okay, so exception number, what number are we up to?
Five.
Exception number five. Mashchanta, less by Mishum Dina de Bar Mitzvah. If this field was a mashkon, what's a mashkon? A collateral. I lend somebody money, and to guarantee that I'll pay it back, I give this to him as a mashkon. So the neighbor, and then I don't pay it back. So what does he do? He takes the field. So the neighbor can't claim, hey, I wanted that field. Well, then maybe you should have lent him money, right, if you wanted the field. But I have a reason to be on this field. Ravashi says that the elders of Masa Mechasya have told him, my mashkanta, why is what the lova gives to the malva called a mashkon? What's the word mashkanta mean? What is the etymology of the word mashkanta? Dishchuna gabe, that you are considered a neighbor to the malva during that time. Umaynaf gamina, why would we call you a shachain ledina debar metzra? You are a neighbor with regard to dina debar metzra. You become the neighbor, right? By lending somebody money, you are now the neighbor to that property that he is designating as the mashkon. Exception number six. Limkar berachok viligol bekarov. If the seller was trying to sell fields that are far away from where he lives so that he could buy fields that are closer to home, he doesn't want to have the long commute to visit all of his fields. Or bira viligol biyafi. He's trying to sell his lower quality fields in order to upgrade to higher quality fields, less by Mishum Dina de Bar Metzra. The people who are buying from him do not have to consult the neighbors first, because if the seller can say, there's a time constraint, since I'm trying to upgrade, I'm trying to buy other properties, it's very critical that I sell this now. I can't get caught in a battle now between you and my neighbor as far as who's going to buy the field. I need it to be sold now so that I could turn around and do what? And buy my next property. Number seven, lekarga lemezone ulekvura less by mishum dini debar metzra. That's either number seven or number seven, eight, and nine. If the person wants to sell his field in order that he should have money to pay the taxes that he has to pay, if he doesn't do it right now, April 15th is coming, tax day is coming, and it's April 14th, and if he doesn't sell it right now, what's going to happen? He's not going to have paid his taxes. He's going to be in big trouble. Or lemezone, if Bezin is selling a field in order to provide for orphans, meaning there are orphans whose parents left them property, but they don't have any food, so the Bezin is going to sell off some of those properties in order to feed them. So that's a very critical time. You know, you can't say, children, just wait a week to eat. You know, first we need to fight it out with the neighbors and see who's going to buy this field, and you'll eat in a week. Don't worry. Just, like, relax. You can't do that. Kids are hungry. They need to eat today. You can't wait. So there's no dina bar mitzvah. Lekvura. They need to bury a dead body, right? You don't say, oh, let's just leave the body out until we can figure out exactly who's going to really buy this field. No, you deal with it right now. Lekvura. Less by mishum dina de bar mitzvah. In all these cases, you do not have dina de bar mitzvah. Da amri nardai, because they used to say in narda that if you have to sell a field that belongs to Yisomim, lekarga, lemzone, lekvura, in order that they should be able to pay the taxes, in order that they should be able to be fed, in order that you should be able to bury the dead, mizabninan below achrazasa. You're allowed to sell it without announcing it at all. You don't have to waste time announcing and starting a bidding war and figuring out how you're going to get the best price or figuring out who's going to buy it. You have an offer, you take it, you get it done. Exception number eight. Li'isha, if a person sells a field to a woman, or for that matter, Li'uliasmi, he sells a field to Yisomim, Ulishutfi, or he sells a field to, he was a partner with a field, and he sells it to his partner. Lesma Mishum Dina Debar Metzra. There's no problem of Dina Debar Metzra. Why? Because it's not normal for a woman or Yisomim to have to, it's not derech eretz for them to have to search for other houses, other fields. If this field presented itself as an opportunity, they're allowed to take it. By a partner, what's the svara? He's a partner. He's the closest neighbor, right? A closer neighbor than the neighbor is the guy who's actually a partner in this field. Okay, so main point number one. How many? What do we have? Eight exceptions? Eight exceptions to the rule of Dina Debar Metzra. Name some of them. Partner, collateral, guy, whether the guy's the buyer or the seller. What? Good, you're trying to upgrade your property. All of these things. Mass sale, good, close and far. Okay, good. Now the Gemara explains other dinim of who goes first when you're selling property. Someone wants to sell this field, and there are two types of neighbors that want to buy it. Shcheine ha'ir, there are people who live right near the owner of the field. Ushcheine asada, and there are people who have fields right next to this guy's field. Meaning right next to his other fields, but not right next to this field. So who goes for who gets rights? The guy that has the neighboring property to this field, or the guy who just happens to be your neighbor in other fields? Obviously, Shcheina Yir Kodman, the guy who's neighbor to this field, comes first. Okay, that's an obvious one. What about the following? Shachein v'Talmud Chacham. There are two people that want to buy your field. One of them is your neighbor, the other one is a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham Kodem. We have such halachas that Talmud Chacham comes first. Even the Mishnah says in Masech Sarios Lahachioso, when it comes to saving a life, Talmud Chacham would come before an Ama Aretz. Even a Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before a Kohen Gadol Ama Aretz. So Talmud Chacham is a valuable thing. So you got to learn a lot of Torah. Karov v'Talmud Chacham. Let's say you have a relative and a Talmud Chacham who want to buy your field. Who gets the field? Talmud Chacham Kodem. The Talmud Chacham gets the field over the relative. So you buy a lehu. So what do we say? Talmud Chacham be two?
A relative and
a neighbor. So what did we not yet discuss? Neighbor versus relative, right? We know Talmud Chacham beats both of them, but you buy a lehu. Shachin v'karov mai. What if it's a neighbor and a relative? Who would you sell it to? Tashma says Gemara, let's bring a raya. Tov shachin karov me'ach rachok. Better to connect with a good neighbor that lives close to you, that you'll have a better relationship with them than you will with a brother who is a relative but does not live close to you. So better to sell it to your neighbor, because that relationship ultimately is going to be a more important relationship in your day-to-day life. You're going to see them all the time. But your relative who doesn't live anywhere near you, you have to realize in those days, people didn't travel, you know, from the time they were born till the time they died. They usually didn't travel more than 5 miles away from their house. So, if your brother lived in a different country, you know, that was it. You didn't really see him. So it's not like you can FaceTime or whatever. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses other cases of where. So main point number two will be. Talmud Chacham always wins, but if it's down to a neighbor or a relative. Neighbor wins. Okay. Cohen called him Levi. Levi called him Yisrael, probably. If they're two Talmud Chachamim. What? I don't know. Okay. So you have to define Talmud Chacham also, as far as this is concerned. It's not so easy. So now we're going to discuss other cases, other potential exceptions, another eight rules about Dina de Bar Mitzvah. The Hani Zuzi Tave. Vahani zuzit kulei less b'mishum dinim debar metzra. What happens? A neighbor wants to complain that you sold your field to someone else, and he says, "Look, I've got money. I would have paid for the same amount of money." The seller can say that the money that the lokeach gave me are better is a better denomination of money. It's easier to spend. It's more accepted currency as opposed to the currency you're giving me. Although it may be on the books, it may be valued the same, but it's much harder to sell. I mean, you take, for example, if I were to give you, let's take a commodity. Let's say it weren't money. One guy is offering you $1,000 in gold, and another guy is offering you $1,000 in plastic tefillin bag covers, right? So which one would you take? The $1,000 in gold. Why? Because if you need $1,000, it will be much, much easier to turn it into $1,000 when you're to exchange the gold for $1,000 than it will be to go around selling enough tefillin bag covers to make $1,000. Now, on the books, they're worth the same amount of money, but you have every right to say that I want to get the money from the person who's offering that which is which is more usable. So therefore, less from Mishum Din Bar Mitzvah. That is another exception to Din Bar Mitzvah. So we're starting our count again. Exception number one on our second list of Din Bar Mitzvah, if one of them is offering better money, not more money, better money. Or Hani Tsayari Vahani Shari less from Shum Din Bar Mitzvah. That the money that the neighbor is offering is wrapped in a cloth, and the seller is afraid to unwrap it to see how much it is, because he's afraid that the guy's going to claim, oh, you messed with how much, and you stole some of it, and the money that the other guy sent to him was out and was exposed. He could say, you know what, I'm just taking the known thing, I'm not going to go, I don't want to even open up the envelope and count the money that the neighbor is sending, because I don't want to face any false accusations that I took money from the envelope, so I'd rather just take the one that was offered on a platter as opposed to the one in a sealed envelope. So that's also an exception to Din Bar Mitzvah. So that's our second exception on our second list of the day of exceptions. Third exception, we'll see if it's an exception. A person brings money and he wants to buy a field. Amar, and the neighbor says to the seller, Ezel v'etrach v'ayti zuzay, I'm going to go and I'll bring money to buy this field. And I want you to sell this field tonight. Lo natrinale. The seller does not have to wait for him to come up with the money. If you want to buy the field, what do you need? Money. You need the money right now. So that's another exception to the Bar Mitzvah. If the neighbor says, just give me time to get the money. No, if you don't have the money, then you certainly do not get the right to say that you're going to buy the field. Exception number four. Omar, if when the guy brings money, the neighbor says, Aizel Aiti Zuze, I'm going to go and bring money from my house. I have it. It's home. I just need to bring money. I live right next door. I'm just going to get the money from my house. So Chazinan, I Gavra Da Amitu, Da Azel Maiti Zuze, Natrinale. If he's a rich guy, where it stands to reason that it's possible that he's got money in his house, so we'll wait for him to bring his money. But if there's a good reason, possibility that what? That he's lying. Why? I'm selling this house for $1 million. This guy doesn't have $1 million. This guy is, he's not that kind of guy. Look at the kind of car he drives. Look, he barely pays his bills on time. There's no way he's got $1 million hiding in his house, right? So if it's not a realistic thing that he actually has that kind of money, lo natrinale. You don't have to wait for him to bring the money from his house, because you could assume that it is a stall tactic, that he doesn't really have the money. Exception number 5. Ara dechad ubate dechad. If the land belonged to one guy and the house on the land belonged to another guy, right? Mare ara ma'akev amare bate. The guy who owns the land can stop the guy who owns the house to sell it dafka to him, because it's better to have it, to sell it to the guy who shares a property with you than to any neighbor. Mari bati lo ma'akev amari da'ara. But the guy who owns the house is not able to stop the guy who owns the land to sell a dafka to him and not to anybody else, because he's not considered a real neighbor to the karka, because we're assuming, yeah, I should have mentioned this, the case must be that not that you own it, but that it's leased to you for a certain amount of time. Meaning, a guy owns this land, and he leases the house, or he rents the house to somebody for a year or two. So the guy who owns the property can tell the guy who owns the house, don't let any other, I don't want you to sublet it to somebody else. If you're giving up on the lease, I want to be able to buy you out of that lease. But the guy who owns the house cannot stop the guy who owns the property from selling the property to someone else. Exception number six. Ara dechad v'dikli dechad. There was karka that belongs to one guy, and the trees belong to another guy. Meaning, I sell you the trees on my property until they dry. Until they dry out. Until they die. Ultimately, they'll die. But I'm selling the trees on my property for that amount of time. So you don't actually own the property. I own the property, but I sold you the trees. Mari da'ara matzi ma'akev amari dikli. The guy who owns... Mari da'ara, the guy who owns the land, matzi ma'akev amari dikli. Can stop the guy who owns the trees from trying to sell it to anybody else but him. Mari dikli lo matzi ma'akev amari da'ara. The guy who owns the trees
can't stop the guy from the land.
Can't stop the guy who owns the land from selling it to anyone else. We're almost at the bottom of the page. Let's go. It helps a lot to see the words inside. Exception number seven. Ara lebati va'ara lezara. If a person wants to buy karka in order to build a house, and the neighbor wants to buy it just to plant in it, yishuv adif. Who takes precedence? The guy who wants to build a home. Yishuv is better. Why? We're talking about where? Eretz Yisrael. And Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a very important mitzvah. V'lespa mishum din bar mitzvah. And the neighbor can't say, no, but I'm the neighbor, so I want... No, you aren't planning on living there. Much more important to get people living there. That's the goal with Eretz Yisrael. We need people living in Eretz Yisrael. And final exception. Afsik mishunisa o richba didikla. The land is next to some other property, but in between the two properties, in between the neighbor and the land that's for sale, there is a rocky area, meaning made of actual rock, right? So it's hard to plant. You can't plant there or anything like that. Or there are palm trees or something. So chazina, we have to look at that border. Im yachal lahachnis ba afilu telemechad. If you could fit even one row of grain that would connect the two fields, ispa mishum din bar mitzvah. Then you have to sell it to the neighbor first because it's considered a connecting field. The low, but if you wouldn't even be able to have one row of grain that connects the two fields, less ba mishum din bar mitzvah. Then you don't have to sell it to the neighbor. Why? Why? What's the whole idea of din bar mitzvah? The whole idea is if I'm going to work in this field, I don't want to have to buy two sets of farm equipment. I want to be able to just drive my tractor straight through. But if the tractor can't go over the rocks, so I'm going to need to, right, I need two sets of equipment anyway. So you have to have something that connects the two fields in order to make it worthwhile for Din Bar Mitzvah, for the Din Bar Mitzvah to be an advantage. Just we'll finish off. The Gemara discusses Hani Arba B'nei Matzroni. Let's say you have four neighbors. The Kadm Chad Minayi V'Zavin. One of them came before the other guys and bought the field. So, meaning every field is four, most fields you would imagine have four neighbors, right? You have a field in the middle and you have neighbors around all sides. So one of your neighbors went and bought the field without consulting the other guys. Zvine zvine. That is a binding sale. That's fine, right? He's a neighbor. He's allowed to do that. No one else can stop it and say, hey, I'm a neighbor. It doesn't matter you're a neighbor. This guy's also a neighbor. The kulu asubade adadi. But if they all come together and wanting to buy the field because they're all neighbors, then upalgula bekarnzil. The mocher should sell it to all of them together, and they'll have to divide it on an angle. Meaning, they'll have to divide the field by cutting it in a way that makes sense, that it connects to each of their fields. So, last main point over here: eight more exceptions to din of the bar mitzvah, and if there are several neighbors, so whoever comes first gets it, and if they come at the same time,
split it.
They split it. If they come at the same time, they split it. Okay.